It's going to be a pretty glorious Monday if you're a fan of the New York Islanders, who are up 3-0 on the mighty Pittsburgh Penguins. What a performance down in Pittsburgh in Steel City. Game 3, one win away from getting into the Eastern Conference semifinals. I said, let's have our hockey guru back on, who was great for us last year. We could run through a couple of these series. We can talk about how my series prices are doing, because it gives me a little extra sizzle and a little extra juice that I'm watching the postseason, which is terrific stuff. Pete Jensen, you can check him out on NHL.com. You can check him out on the NHL Network. And, of course, he is the host of the NHL Fantasy on Ice podcast. Pete, my boy, how you doing? What's happening, brother?
Great to be on with you, JJ, and great to see you active on the NHL front this spring.
Well, listen, we're trying, and it makes it a lot easier when you have one of the New York locals involved. And, Pete, let's start first with the Islanders. That's a good place to start. Did you ever in a million years at the start of the year envision the Islanders not only being a playoff team, but having a 3-0 series edge over the mighty Pittsburgh Penguins with Crosby, with Malkin, with all the great talent, with all the pedigree they have? Did you ever see this coming from the Islanders?
Absolutely not. I mean, you knew they were going to be much improved under Barry Trotz. I mean, for years, this organization had questionable leadership from the GM on down. But, you know, clearly with Lou Lamoriello, Barry Trotz, I mean, this team has had a defensive overhaul, and it's come to a head here in this series against Pittsburgh. I mean, for them to just make the playoffs was an unbelievable achievement. Barry Trotz has to be the coach of the year in the NHL. But, I mean, what they have done in this series, I thought they might be able to pull the upset, but I didn't think it would be in anything less than 7 games. And they are in position here to do the unthinkable and maybe finish this thing off. Maybe we won't even see another game this year at Nassau Coliseum. I don't think anyone would complain about that on the island. So, yeah, incredible story. And just they absolutely sucked the life out of the championship pedigree Pittsburgh Penguins on Sunday afternoon.
Pete, is it really as simple as a new head coach, an executive that is as well-respected as it gets in Lou Lamoriello, just changing the entire culture, the entire feel, and just teaching that team a sort of toughness they haven't had in years past, giving them the sort of structure they haven't had in years past? And what makes it even more remarkable to me, Pete, and listen, I'm not going to pretend to be Mr. Hockey, but I know a thing or two about John Tavares. He's a darn good player. You would think you'd lose John Tavares in the offseason, it'd be this monumental death blow to the franchise, and they're better off now without him with the way they're playing. I know it's not just simply that John Tavares is gone and that's why they're a better team. It's about those elements, that sort of toughness, that culture. Is that why the Islanders have basically transformed themselves as a team, just the way they're defending, the way they're playing, something we haven't seen in years past?
Yeah, the system, the structure, it's been incredible. It's been a night and day comparison to last season. We all know by now they allowed the most goals in the league last year. They allowed the fewest this season. It's an incredible turnaround. And another thing that's going overlooked here, so they have Robin Lehner, their goaltender, in a contract year. Brock Nelson, who just scored a goal in Game 3, has been incredible in this series, has sparked their power play one as well. Also in a contract year, Anders Lee has responded. You know, his best years were with John Tavares, and he held his end of the bargain this year, also in a contract year. So this team was slighted from the beginning. They have a number of key players who were in prove-it contract years, and I think they also, yeah, it's just been everybody's counted them out from the beginning. And when you have a coaching staff, even on to the goaltending, Mitch Korn. I mean, look at how elite this tandem has been of Robin Lehner and Thomas Greiss this season. We haven't seen Greiss yet in the playoffs, but if the Islanders venture into round two, they are well equipped from their defensive structure, which has stifled the Penguins thus far, to the goaltending tandem to back each other up if one goes into a rut at any point. I mean, this team, with what they're doing right now and with the Tampa Bay Lightning on the verge of being knocked off as well, the Eastern Conference is wide open and the New York Islanders are in the thick of the hunt for this thing.
Pete, as far as the teams that are down 3-0, we have Tampa, who had the most points in the league this year, won the President's Cup. You have the Pittsburgh Penguins, obviously, down 3-0 to the New York Islanders. Who, in your opinion, is more likely to make a comeback in their respective series? Would it be Tampa Bay or would it be Pittsburgh?
It's so tough. I was thinking about this one earlier. I mean, you have the championship, two in the past 3 years for the Pittsburgh Penguins, Crosby, Malkin on one side. On the other side, you have what you would expect to be a motivated Tampa Bay Lightning team after Nikita Kucherov, their top scorer, the NHL scoring champion this season, got suspended for game 3, so he wasn't able to be involved in that. I do think it's probably the Tampa Bay Lightning who have the chance to do it. That said, the way it's looking right now, it doesn't look like either of these two teams are going to be able to, because Columbus has had the talent all along, and that's what you always look for when you're looking for teams that could potentially be a dark horse championship contender. Columbus has had elite talent all season long, but has had a lot of uncertainty. But at the trade deadline, they got Matt Duchene. He's finally paying dividends for them. How about 5 points over the past two games for Matt Duchene, who has been a multi-point machine at different points this season, but not since the trade to Columbus. So, I mean, I would say Tampa Bay is best equipped. The Penguins have had some issues all year, and with the way they've looked, I have my doubts with them. So I think Tampa, if either of these two teams is equipped to do it, and remember, only four teams in NHL history have ever accomplished the coming back from the 3-0 deficit to win the series. So, yeah, I would go with Tampa, but neither of these situations looking too good right now for against Columbus or the Islanders.
Pete Jensen over at NHL.com. And Pete, for somebody that hasn't gotten a chance to watch much of the Columbus Blue Jackets, we know the presence of one John Tortorella, who spent his time coaching the New York Rangers. And there was a certain toughness. There was a certain grit to those Ranger teams when Tortorella was in the fold. How similar is this Columbus team to what the Rangers had when Torts first took over in, what, 2011, 2012? You see a lot of similarities between those two?
This is a different situation because this team, I think, has so much more talent offensively. I mean, Artemi Panarin played the beginning of his career with Patrick Kane with the Blackhawks and left Patrick Kane when he was traded to the Blue Jackets and has been even better from a scoring standpoint. Matt Duchene, who I mentioned earlier, they have an elite goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky. I mean, they have an elite goal scorer, Cam Atkinson. The talent is there a lot more than Tortorella had with the Rangers years ago. And I think that it took a little bit of time here, but his coaching job in this series, he has completely outclassed John Cooper on the Tampa Bay Lightning, their coach. I mean, in terms of the motivation, the structure, the resiliency, and that has been what Tortorella has been able to translate here. I mean, Columbus, from a power play standpoint all season, was terrible. I mean, the Islanders were terrible, too. The Islanders were third worst in the NHL on the power play, and Columbus was fourth worst. But Columbus, what they've done in this series, they've gone 4-for-8 on the power play, and Tampa Bay is 0-for-5. They didn't even have a power play opportunity in Game 3. That's unbelievable for the postseason for a team to not even get a power play opportunity, especially one with the caliber of weapons of Tampa Bay. So, yeah, I think just the discipline, especially on special teams, and just how far this team has come. I mean, Tortorella is blend. That's why this team is so dangerous right now, Columbus, is because they have more talent than he's worked with probably since his championship win with the Tampa Bay Lightning years ago, when they had, you know, Vinny LeCavalier and Marty St. Louis and guys like that. But yeah, this team, there's no shortage of talent, and Columbus is a very, very much a cup contender with three of their best players being potential UFAs, Panarin, Bobrovsky, and Duchene. So much urgency and so much discipline under Torts.
Pete, you mentioned the Eastern Conference wide open. Obviously, it is a different wrinkle, different feel with the Islanders and the Blue Jackets up 3-0 in their series. Who right now do you like to come out of the Eastern Conference to be playing for the Stanley Cup Final?
Yeah, as much as those two teams are the hot, trendy teams right now, I think it's going to be the Bruins or the Capitals. I picked the Bruins to win the whole thing this year, thinking that they could outlast Tampa Bay in a 7-game series. So you bet your bottom dollar that I'm going to be betting on them to emerge out of the Eastern Conference if they can stay healthy. Now, right now, they're locked in 1-1 with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Torrey Krug's banged up. Jake DeBrusk is banged up. Marcus Johansson is ill. But this team has one of the best power plays in the league, the best top line in the league with Brad Marchand, Patrice Bergeron, and David Pastrnak. These guys are made for the playoffs. They've produced at a very high level in recent years in the postseason. And I think that they have enough to not only get past maybe the Blue Jackets in the second round offensively, but maybe knock off the defending champs and the Capitals, who will be right there waiting for them, I think, if they can do the job against the Islanders in round two. So it's going to be really interesting. Any combination of these teams could get the job done in the Eastern Conference, but I would lean on the Bruins. And how cool was it to see Rob Gronkowski out there firing them up after that game one loss? He was bringing the energy in game two from the stands.
Well, no surprise there. When you're talking about energy, you're talking about enthusiasm, especially a couple of cocktails mixed in for Rob Gronkowski. You are going to get rowdy Gronk. You are going to get party Gronk. And I'm sure we'll see him in a couple of more Boston Bruins games if they continue to advance in the postseason. Pete, before we get you out of here, I am invested in the Vegas Golden Knights. It's my home away from home. I root Las Vegas. I enjoy Las Vegas. They were a feel-good story last year. So I took them in their first-round series against San Jose. They're up 2-1. How do you feel about not only the Vegas Golden Knights' chances in this particular series? Is Vegas the team to beat to come out of the Western Conference?
I've been saying this for weeks. If you checked out the podcast, any of the segments I've been on, I think that the winner of this Sharks Golden Knights series is coming out of the Western Conference. It's just one of those nitty-gritty series of two teams with strong lines, elite players throughout the lineup. I mean, how good has this Vegas Golden Knights line of Max Pacioretty, Paul Stastny, and Mark Stone been? They combined for all six goals in the Game 3 win on Sunday night against the Sharks. So the Sharks had the hot start, went off the rails a little bit in Game 2, and now Vegas has a command here. So I don't think the Sharks are done just yet. But Vegas is a very strong team, especially when you consider that line that I mentioned, Pacioretty, Stastny, Stone, they weren't even in the picture, any of those three guys, last season when they came out of the West and narrowly lost to the Washington Capitals. So I think this team has a great chance, if they can get past the Sharks, the big if, to get to the Cup Final once again. And what an incredible start that would be for this franchise to get there in each of the first 2 years of the existence.
Pete Jensen, check him out on NHL.com. Check him out on the NHL Network. And for you guys who get involved with the fantasy stuff, he's got an unbelievable podcast, NHL Fantasy on Ice. I appreciate the time, Pete. Keep up the good work. We will check in again as this postseason continues. Enjoy it. You have a wonderful week. All right, my friend?
You too, JJ. Keep up the great work, man. You're a rising star. Keep it up.
We try, man. We try. Good stuff there. Pete Jensen, NHL.com.